and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other. An institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love.
Last week on Married with Children, a heat wave gripped Chicago. But after Al's pool mysteriously sprung a leak, he decided to do what any responsible husband and father would do. He moved his family into the supermarket. At first, life was good there.
Well, thank you, cheese lady.
Then life was bad.
Buy something or you'll be moving into the county jail.
So Al bought something and became the millionth customer, winning a free shopping spree. However, Marcy disagrees.
Hey, I was the next in line.
What are you complaining about? You still are.
It all gets settled tonight on Married with Children.
It's incredible, Peg. I can hear it from here.
Sir, your ear hair is sticking me.
Get over here and celebrate with your family.
That man cut in front of me. I should have been the millionth customer.
Bundy, did you cut in front of this woman?
What woman?
Oh, you know it was me, you gaggle of pirates. Now, I have stood mutely by for 5 years and watched you steal my paper, siphon my gas, loiter in my bushes doing God knows what. But I will not permit this. This is my $1,000 shopping spree, and I will have my shopping spree if I have to carry my groceries home in your skulls.
You want me to clock her one, Daddy?
Let me handle this. You know what you need to take your mind off this babe? A nice, cool butt. And keep the biting to a minimum. It's a school night.
Coming through, coming through. Hi there, I'm Mr. Foodie. I'm here to congratulate the lucky winner. By the way, who is it?
Me!
Oh, what a lovely couple.
I'm not married to this thing, I'm married to that thing.
Wait a second. Aren't you Al Bundy? Did you let this man pay with a check?
The only thing wrong with my checks is they're post-dated, like your milk.
This man cut in front of me and bought gum. Now, I have been a faithful customer of this store for many years. My checks are always good. I have a preferred customer card, and I know the Foodies jingle by heart. Foodies, we're a store with food
and heart.
Well, you know, that only proves that you two have little rhythm and no lives. We, on the other hand, have a receipt and no lives.
And besides, we live here.
Hush, Pumpkin. Now go wheel your brother to the car. All right, Foodie. Now, what are you going to do here?
Well, there's only one fair way.
Give us both prizes?
No, I'm at fair for Foodies. No, we'll let you compete for the millionth customer prize. Yes, you'll both be in the shopping spree. And whoever comes up with $1,000 worth of groceries first gets to keep them.
Well, what does the loser get?
Gets to congratulate the winner.
You know, Al, I've been thinking. What if we really do win that $1,000 with the groceries? Then what do?
Well, Peg, I saw in 60 Minutes last week where some people found with food actually cook it up and eat it. I've never seen Morley so shaken.
So I was right. I'm not the winner in this at all. You get all the food and the glory. And I just get endless hours standing in front of the big hot thing.
No, Peg, that's the stove. You're the big hot thing. Peg, I'll tell you what. If we win this contest, I get 6 hot meals. Then we sell the rest of the food, we get an air conditioner.
Really, Al? You mean it? We get an air conditioner?
6 meals, Peg.
1.
4.
1.
3.
1.
2.
1.
Done!
Mom, Dad, I think we're in for some trouble. Mr. and Mrs. Darcy are out there doing wind sprints around the neighborhood. Then they come to stop signs and drop for push-ups.
Yeah, Jefferson does 25 with Marcy on his back, and then Marcy does 50 with Jefferson on her back.
I'm not worried. I'm a finely honed athlete. And as for your mother, Peg, show them what a real push-up looks like. All right, kids, I admit it, I did not marry well. But if you haven't ever believed anything I've ever told you...
And we haven't.
Believe this. We will win this contest. We will win. We will win big. We will win in the Bundy tradition. We will cheat our heinies up. Now, can I get a Woe Bundy?
Woe!
Look, Marcy, best cart in the lot. The foodie's cart stunk, but I got this baby from a bag lady across the street. They always have the best stuff.
You excite me like no man I've ever met. No mercy to the Bundys.
No mercy. Let's see him top this baby.
Excuse me! What is this contraption?
That's Peg, you know her.
Not that Pillsbury shoe boy. This thing you're pushing, this is not a regulation cart.
Au contraire, Buzzcut. I found it right outside, didn't I, family?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Foodie, a ruling, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
No, it's one of yours. See? It says, we love foodies.
Oh,
right on the side.
I like that. Yeah, let's get a picture of that baby. Yep. But I'm not sure that this card is one of mine.
Well,
yeah. Doesn't wobble. Mm. Get these people a regulation foodies card. All right, contestants, places, please.
Dad, where'd you get this cart?
Made it myself in the garage from parts of the lawnmower on the side of the house and your mother's car. See, it's aerodynamic, got your front and rear sway bars, rack and pinion steering, and genuine Ginzu spiked attitude adjusters on the hood. It's also got some anti-personnel device or two, just for show. Damn that hair trigger. There goes my tiebreaker, Peg. Well, what do you think?
You can do all this, and yet you can't get a better job than shoe salesman?
I think a little research would show that most of your great implements of death are the result of zombied-out daydreams of shoe salesmen.
Well, now it's time to announce the celebrity host of the Foodie's millionth customer competition. Well, you loved him as the beaver. And now I guess as the new beaver.
So let's give a nice warm foodies welcome to Jerry Mathers.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. I think our agreement called for cash in advance. Ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly a pleasure to be here at Foodies, the store with great food and super low prices. Oh, merciful heavens, won't somebody please shoot me? Somebody please just put a bullet to the old bee's head.
Oh, Al, look at him. He's brought so much pleasure to so many. Can't you give him a job at the shoe store?
Yeah, that's all I need, Peg. Work all day with a beaver and come home to you.
And now for the rules. Whoever gets $1,000 worth of food first gets to keep it, which, by the way, is more than I'm getting for this gig. Can it be true? Can Magic Game PM not use another celebrity? Am I truly lower than Charles Nelson Reilly?
Who is this blubbering mess?
I think he was Opie.
Opie was Ron Howard, you little fool. I was. No, I am the Beaver.
Thank you, Jerry Mathers. Everybody.
Yeah. Spare me your pity clap.
Sign this, Opie.
It's Jerry, and it'll be $2.
Well, what I think Mr. Mathers means is, contestants, wish each other good luck.
Drop dead.
Lick feet.
Eat dust.
Grow hair.
On your mark, get set, go!
Peg! Follow me, Peg! Follow me, baby! Come on, Peg, follow me! Just like we planned! Just like we practiced! Here's one! Here's two! Here's three! Peg! Peg! Where is that damn woman?
Gal, do it to me red. They never have this at my salon. Look, if you want me, I'll be in beauty supplies.
Too cheap, honey. We don't need it.
I know.
Look, Al. I found this really expensive. Al. Al Bundy, would you stop fooling around? Come on. Al.
Listen, could you settle a bet between me and my sister? Now, she says you frittered away all your money on booze and cheap women. I say donuts and cheap booze.
Give me a quarter, just go away.
Another bet between me and my brother. He says that you're so low that for this nickel that you would stand on this chair and bellow like a moose. Now I say, if you could bellow like a moose, why would you be here? Beef! Oh, beef!
Attention, contestants. Our first totals are in. The Bundys, $210. The Darcys, $270.
Eat hot grocery death.
Al, honey, we're losing. You're a pro at that. Do something.
Stay calm, Peg. See, we've been paying too much attention to what Marcy and Jefferson have been doing. From now on, we play with our heads instead of our hearts. Come on.
Okay. Hut. Hut. Come on, Marcy. Hut.
Jefferson.
Hut. Go.
I was playing with my heart instead of my head. I'd have waited until Marcy was loading.
Oh, you're a good man, Al.
And a pretty darn good friend, too. Oh.
At last count, the Darcy's $720 worth, the Bundy's $710.
Look, here's 50 cents. It's all I have. Just please, leave me alone.
Just one last question, if all the autograph hounds can stay back for a second. Did you ever think of teaming up with the Eddie Munster Kid for the Thoroughly Pathetic Tour 91?
Look, let's get this over with once and for all. I may have to earn a pathetic living by donning the cap of the beaver and appearing at supermarkets. But at least my father doesn't sell women's shoes. Golly, that felt good.
That's my douche.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, you touched my girly fizz.
Come on, give me that. It's mine.
Damn
I want
it. Ow. Now, we're both men. There's plenty of room in feminine hygiene for the both of us. All right? Let's shake on it.
I'm blind. And I smell like summer rain.
Right here, honey.
Damn, Jefferson blinded me with feminine goo. He ought to take some home and spray it in his own eyes before he gets in bed with that. See? Ah!
Al, honey, come on. Stop dilly-dallying. We're behind. Come on. Let's go. Jefferson, Bonanza, imported water. Oh, my God. My contact. I've lost my contact.
You know, the problem with you, Al, is you're just playing too much with Jefferson and Marcy to pay attention to what you're doing. Guess I'll just have to pay attention to the both of us.
Jefferson, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Marcy? Marcy, where are you? There you are. Look, Marcy, shallots from Italy. You know how much these babies are worth?
I don't know, honey. Do you think now you could dash over to the first aid aisle, see if you could find me an artery clip?
Okie dokie.
Oh, me.
That's me. I was the beaver.
Who?
Are running neck and neck.
The Darcy's $990. The Bundy's $979. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a horse race.
They've incapacitated the cart of death, Peg.
Oh no, Al, we're gonna lose.
Not this time, babe.
City on the Barbie, eh, God? It's 112, so please remember to crack the window when you leave Grandma in the car.
Oh, this is the life, isn't it? Food and an air conditioner. Well, your father finally came through for us.
So when's Daddy going to be able to enjoy all this?
Well, I don't know. The doctor says that cool air isn't really good for an exposed liver. But don't worry, Daddy's happy in his pool, and I just brought him a nice cool drink.
Oh.